doing is really relaxing and allowing the new circumstance, allowing the new unfoldment to take hold. So we like to do things cautiously. We like to do things like step by step, holding on to the guardrail and proceeding as we go. In other words, being able to see in front of us. So the energies that are presenting really are beyond our current imagination. So it's going to be very hard to predict what's unfolding. It's going to be very hard to predict, to allow our conscious awareness, our conscious mind, to guide us, to travel with us. So what we're doing is we're letting go. We're letting go of the handrails. We're letting go of prior circumstances, prior consequence, prior assurance. So everything that we held on to as near and dear is really subject to change. And so the change is really the upgrade. The change is really realizing, remembering that we're serving our divine purpose for arrival. So it's very easy to get like accustomed, almost like you're waiting for a bus or whatever, and the whole purpose is the destination. So you're waiting at the bus depot is what they're showing me. And you get involved in a conversation, and then they're like, well, would you like to play a game of cards while you're waiting? So in other words, you create this lifestyle. You create this like simulation of reality, and all of a sudden your life's at the bus depot, talking, eating, someone pulled out some crackers, playing a game, and you're forgetting your true destination, your true, they're saying intensity. I wanted to say destiny. They're saying intensity. So intensity being that there's more to come by. There's more to appreciate in terms of what's unfolding. What's unfolding in terms of our awareness. So it's not unfolding like what's going to happen to the government or healthcare and all that. It's our own healthcare. It's our own care of self. It's our own majesty. It's our own prior consent. So again, they're kind of slipping that in there. So prior consent, meaning that this is what we chose all along, but we get so enchanted with the familiar that we lose our placement. So you're reading a book, you get, you know, can you come help me do whatever? And it's like, you come back to your book and you're like, where was I? Oh my gosh, I was even reading a book, I forgot. So this is what we're entertaining. And so when we say entertaining, there's a looseness to this, there's an allowance to this. And this is very relevant because our mind, our conscious awareness wants to try to find the way, but it doesn't know the way because it's never been there before, or it's been so long since it's been evolved that it doesn't have that clear recollection. So what we're entitled to is we receive this energy now. What we're entitled to is our full regard. Our full regard is our higher presence. It's our divine union. This is the cause for celebration. This is the cause for appreciation, for extreme pleasure and delight. Extreme pleasure and delight is pretty substantial. It's not typically what we experience day in, day out. It's like, well, how's your day? Well, I'm experiencing extreme pleasure and delight. So again, it has to do with allowing ourselves to be a bit magical. Magical being, stepping out of the box, stepping out of the ball and chain, stepping out of the limiting focus of what we have been attending to. So when I'm sharing this, I've got fairies going on, I've got all kinds of energies that are helping us and supporting us to awaken to our ultimate truth. So as we will receive this notion of kindness, this is very significant. We've been trained to abide by the ego, and the weather conditions are harsh because it's always scarcity. It's always limitation. It's always lack. So to have these accommodations of kindness Imagine holding a three-year-old's hand. Kindness, appreciation for self, realizing the more that you can introduce yourself to your own loveliness, to your own warehouse, to your own delight, to your own reservoir. So when I say reservoir, I literally have, it looks like that crystalline structure, the one they show us of water. So again, it's showing us our divinity. It's showing us our perfection. It's showing us our arrival status. So what we're doing is coming to place ourselves in highest appreciation, highest availability and delight. So the delight is we're waking up to our true essence. We're waking up to our true mission statement. So as we will receive this offering, we allow quicken change. So quicken change is things can happen quickly. We're not facing the odds of the linear timeline. We're not like, oh wow, well this normally takes 5 years to master how to move to the Rainbow Bridge or whatever it is. We're residing outside of time where the magic happens, where all things happen. So when we say magic, they want me to step back. What we're talking about is our truth. So from the linear standpoint, this is magic. How did that happen? From our higher galaxy, this is normal. This is normal. So we're attuning to, they're saying the strength of the gods. And it was like, my linear mind was like, really? Is that what you want to say to us? Simply because we all have reactions to that. It's like, what do you mean gods? But we understand this, you know, this and, you know, don't you know that the are gods, this and more you shall do. Because in truth, once we're in alignment, once we're serving our Christ presence, it's all who we truly are. So we're coming to this place of recognition. So the recognition is we're going to have this increase and everyone's going to receive it in your own convenience. So if you happen to be clairvoyant, psychic, what have feeling, whatever works best for your majesty, receive that, your majesty. So, you know, normally I just finished watching Crown, your majesty, I'm bowing to something external. Your majesty is our own majesty, our own honoring of our sacred application. They're also reminding everybody that this is a dream state. So what you call in of attractiveness. So I'm like babbling about watching The Crown because that's what they're asking me to share. And they're asking me to share these little tidbits of my own exercise, of like my own file cabinet, because this is what I'm drawing on. So in other words, as we tune and open up to our own sensation, our own homecoming, we call forth dream symbolism, what seems like everyday life. You can't get more everyday than Netflix, everyday life, but we're calling forth our future relevance. So we draw forth, we bring in symbolic gestures of our yesterday being our holy awareness. So again, we're not trying to become something we're not, we're returning and allowing ourselves a place of true remembrance. So this is like going back to the book, going back and getting on the bus and not living at the bus depot. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our future destination, remember all is in the present moment. So we're aligning with a future timeline that is occurring quite naturally in the present. So what we're doing is allowing it to present. We're allowing it to circulate. We're allowing ourselves to be transformed in that divine union, in that divine union. So when I'm saying this, in that divine union with my hand movement, I suddenly became male and I was like, oh, I don't know, it's royalty or something. I'm doing something with my collar or whatever it is. But this is the point, because we're all each multidimensional and we're returning to our true configuration. So I'm literally seeing all of my cells and circulating almost like ring around the rosy, because we're all, and what I see for myself, by the way, is for all of us, because I'm actually just one petal of a lotus flower that makes up the whole group. So this is very essential. Whatever imagery you're receiving, you're hearing me articulate, this is our imagery. We're doing this together. We're all petals of the same rose, of the same lotus flower. So as we will receive, and again, what we're doing now is receiving our gamut of wares. So all the lifetimes that we've been preparing for this incarnation, it's like we're all gathering back home. You send kids out to a playground, go do whatever. You do that little whistle, like, come back, everyone gather back to the circle. This, in essence, is what we're doing. We're gathering our wares, we're gathering our remembrances, because this is our time of conquest. So the conquest, we're not conquesting, we're not doing anything where we're influencing our energy over another. This is all about our own divine union. When we come into our own excellence, when we come into our own sense of oneness, we sip from our own holy grail. So as we will receive our entitlement, someone, I forget who, got caught up in that word. Entitled makes me feel like I'm somehow entitled more than others. No, you're not, but we're all entitled. So this is the point. It's not like a class system. It's a respectful, I can't get that next word, but it's the respect that's due each and every. It's the respect that is due, and I had a unicorn come and deliver that message. It's a respect that's due each and every. So when we wake up to our divinity, we signal that offering for all to witness, for all to see, for all to reassemble. We're not doing this just for ourselves, but we are reassembling ourselves to bring forth victory for the all. So as we will receive our gifts with delight, as we will receive our true compensation, all that we're ready, all that we're entitled, we allow ourselves to have liftoff. We allow ourselves to have blending. We allow ourselves, to have true orchestration. The reason, by the way, why I tend to clear is the energies. It's like clearing. It's clearing out, they're saying, the fairy dust. The reason they're saying the fairy dust is to make it light. The more that we can dream up these possibilities, we shift our mindset and we allow our natural healings to occur quite liberally, quite naturally. We're returning to our natural treasure chest. So as we will receive these energies of light, just imagine the light just surrounding you now, surrounding you. And remember, it's not surrounding the physical vessel. It's surrounding your consciousness, your energy field. So in all 10 directions, right, left, back, forth, up, down, in all 10 directions. So as we will receive this, just imagine being in pure light. You may see white light, you may feel golden light, you may see shimmering, you may see nothing at all. All is perfectly acceptable. What I'm seeing are two lovebirds. So again, it's the love of self. It's the union with our own divine presence. Let us receive. They're saying, let's receive in earnest. So let us receive in earnest.